It's the Kathy Romano Show on B101, and it's time for our surprise guest. So I wanted to surprise Bobby with this guest, and we're turning it into a little game. We have Flyers tickets to give away. Two tickets to see the Flyers play the Tampa Bay Lightning on Monday, January 12th at the Xfinity Live Mobile Arena, courtesy of the Philadelphia Flyers. For tickets, you can go to philadelphiaflyers.com. So on caller one, we have Megan. If Bobby can guess the surprise guest in 0 to 15 seconds, Megan will win. On line two, we have Mary from Pine Hill. She's 16 to 30 seconds. And then Christina on line three, 31 seconds and over, or you don't guess who it is, and Christina will win.
You know what I just noticed? I have my eyes closed. I'm like, why do I have my
Good.
Eyes closed?
Keep your eyes closed. All right, Bobby, are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, so let me, hold on, wait, I need a, oh wait, we need a timer. Brett, can you do the timer? Yeah. Brett is going to put on a timer.
Okay.
So the first word that our guest speaks, that's when the timer starts. Bobby, you can ask questions, and we'll start from there. Is everyone ready?
Yep. We're getting the first caller on? Is that what we're doing?
Okay. Yep, we have the callers. We're good. So,
all right.
Are you ready, Bobby?
I am ready. Sure. So my first question, are you a Philadelphia sports star?
That is not correct.
Are you... Oh, wait. I know that voice. Do you work in the local Philadelphia media?
That is possible.
Do you work for NBC 10?
That is possible.
Are you my favorite weatherman, Marvin Gomez?
Yes! Yes!
Hi, good morning.
Oh my goodness.
That is great. I knew you were going to get it.
You knew
quick.
I would get it.
All right, what's the time?
Yeah, what was the time?
Oh, so wow. Megan is our winner.
Megan's the winner?
Yeah, do you want to pick up Megan?
Megan.
And
sure.
Just say hi real quick?
You want to get, is she line one?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Megan, good morning.
Good morning.
We have some really good news. Kathy's going to give it to you right now.
Bobby okay. just guessed it in 14 seconds. That means you win the Flyers tickets.
My son is so excited.
Nice.
Congratulations, Megan. Hang on the line
thank
and we'll get
you.
Your information.
Okay, thank you. Awesome.
Oh, that's great. It's nice to meet you.
Hello,
I have
morning.
Never met you. You are definitely my favorite
oh,
weather
I appreciate
person.
It. Thank
I
you
love
so much.
It.
Thank you.
The way you just announce anything with the
oh,
weather
man.
Makes me feel good. Like this morning with the fog, I would have felt so much better if I heard you saying the fog is going
the
to be fun.
The dense fog
yeah.
lifting later this morning, maybe.
Yes!
So is it still foggy out there?
You know what? I think most of it has cleared by now. We had a cold front pass by, so it's not terrible outside.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So Marvin Gomez is a bilingual meteorologist from NBC 10 and Telemundo.
Correct.
And Bobby and I, actually, I love him too. We both love listening to you, but
thank you.
I wanted to make this a surprise because
oh,
I figured
great. That is a good
you
surprise.
Would have guessed it so quick.
I love the weather, and I also love, so we always have a TV on in here, so I always look up and I'm like, oh, there's Marvin, hold on, and I'll put it on here so I can hear you. And I'm like, doesn't he just deliver the weather like the best? I
oh,
want to hear
you
read
awesome.
Like the phone book. Like
you
I
know what?
it's just
not
you have
the
a,
phone book.
You have a great delivery. I could hear you read anything.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. It means so much to me, and you know, I gotta say, it's been a blessing to work in this city, to be in this market. The Philly love is something that you feel right away with viewers and with everybody out in the community. So I'm very grateful for that. And I'm looking forward to more memories here in Philly.
You guys also have something else in common. You started your career in Orlando, right?
Correct. Yes.
Orlando. I was at Mix 105.1 in Orlando as well. So I worked there. I was there for 15 years.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah,
okay.
About 2000 to 2015, worked in Orlando. So know that whole crew down there. Were you at WESH?
I was actually at one of the Spanish stations.
Okay.
But I would drive near WESH all the time because, you know, they were right next to
yeah.
I-4. So it was definitely a fun time when I was in Orlando. And I was very excited when I got to move to Pennsylvania. So,
But how yeah. excited were you when you walked out and felt the winter here?
Well, you know, I'm originally from Chicago. So
This is warm.
Like we've had like three winter days so far, in my opinion. But that's obviously being from the Midwest. So.
Oh, that's great. Oh, this is a great surprise.
Originally from Guatemala, but
that is correct.
Moved to the United States when you were a kid?
Yes, I was 10 years old when I moved to the U.S. and English is my second language. So I never really imagined that I would have the capacity to work for an English language media station mm-hmm. in any way, essentially. So it has been a true blessing and it's an honor for me to do the weather at NBC 10.
So oh, was it great. Difficult for you to learn English? Did you not learn until 10 years old when you came here?
Yeah, correct. When I was in Central America, we did have an English class, but it was like, you know, your basic table, chair,
yeah,
pencil,
yeah.
you know, like those little things, but not a full on let's.
So basically all I can remember from Spanish is that's all I can remember is basically the basics, table, chair.
Yeah.
That's as far as it went.
And you know what? I got to say, I think for me, it was at a very important time when I became bilingual simply because smartphones were still not a thing as they are today. So I had to learn probably the hard way, which was to grab a dictionary and actually translate things because I didn't have a smartphone at that time when I was a child. So I feel like now it's easier to learn any language just because we could use Google Translate than we already know what the text says.
What's the best weather to report, or what's your favorite?
I gotta say, I love hurricanes.
Really?
I love hurricane weather coverage. I think it's one of those systems, and it's one of those scenarios where we know it's coming or we know it could be near us, and we can prepare, we can inform people far in advance. And it's something that does bring a lot of, attention from the public to the media. And I feel like it's one of those things where we can actually succeed for the most part that actually forecasting and analyzing such a system, because in the contrary, I think like snow prediction, that's probably like one of the hardest things.
Yeah. And Marvin, now, is it true in the meteorologist handbook,
yes,
whenever there's a hurricane approaching, you immediately have to roll up your sleeves on TV so it looks like you're working harder? Because every meteorologist, whenever something serious is going on, you see you guys all roll up your sleeves and you're like, here we go. So is it in the handbook?
It's not in the handbook.
Okay.
But you know what? I never really thought about it, actually, but it makes a lot of sense. And I will say why, because I think in the moment, especially when we're doing any severe weather, such as tornadic potential activity, we typically tend to just feel the overwhelming rush, mm-hmm, and feeling of how things are critical. So all of a sudden, the studio starts to feel hot. And you're
yeah,
man, we're starting to sweat. So let me roll off my sleeves.
If I see you or Bill Henley rolling up your sleeves, I know something serious is coming.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's serious.
Yeah, it could be.
30 years ago, yesterday and today, we had this huge blizzard here in the Philadelphia area, brought 30.7 inches of snow. Now we're dealing with 60 degrees coming up.
Yes.
I know, right?
Do you have a snow forecast for the season? Do you think we'll get any?
You know what? So far, it seems like this winter in general will likely be a colder one. And I mean, clearly so far, I feel like December has been way below average. And that's basically the fact. But when it comes to snow, you know, systems are very tricky because especially with what we have coming up this week. And I heard you guys earlier say how it's going to be 60, but we're going to get the rain.
Yeah.
So we could have the moisture, but not the cold air.
Yeah, it's not fair.
30 years ago.
Can you do something about that?
Well, you know what? Let me talk to Mother Nature.
Okay,
I'll give her a call and be like, let's change things up.
Appreciate
because, yeah, it is going to be nice that we're going to be in the 60s. But I always tell people, you know, you have to find a balance and we have to find the equilibrium. And I think that's what Mother Nature tries to do. Last weekend, we had sunshine. It was actually nice. It was cold. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this one, it's not going to be cold, but it won't be sunny. So I
can hear you talk for hours. Marvin, you are great. This was a great surprise. I'm so excited to meet you. This is great. Kathy, good job.
Yeah.
This was a good one.
Good.
This was a good one.
Do you get, I'm thinking of like, I had a meteorologist friend and I used to text him if he wasn't on the air or if I like wasn't in the area. I'm like, hey, I'm driving here. I'm going to Montauk, up in Montauk. What's the weather going to be like for the week? Do you get texts from friends like asking for extended forecast?
You know what? I do actually, and especially here in this area, just because we have such a very diverse geographical region. We have the Poconos, we have some of the hills to the west of us, and we have the coastal plains down at the shore and everything. So, you know, it can be a very different situation wherever, depending on where you are. So I do get the text messages. I feel like when I was in Florida, more so with hurricanes,
oh, yeah,
there, it was always,
you're the expert.
I would not get a call from any relatives all year long. But then when I was busy with a hurricane, that's when everybody was calling
me.
And I'm like, I'm busy. I'm working.
I'm working.
I can't answer and sit down and talk about this hurricane with you. So that was that.
This is great.
Marvin, when can people see you on NBC 10 and Telemundo?
Definitely weekend mornings. You will see me there starting at 6 in the morning, Saturdays and Sundays. And then during the week, I do a mix of NBC 10 and Telemundo 62. So it could just be a hit or miss, basically.
Okay, and before you go, can you give us a forecast?
Yes, expecting to see a mix of sun and clouds for today. Temperatures climbing up into the mid-50s. We're going to notice a little bit of a breeze, so it may feel a little bit chillier at times. However, we will see the breeze calm down a little heading into tomorrow. And yes, temperatures are going to stay in the 50s for the rest of the week. Heading into the weekend, Saturday, a high of 60 degrees. We will be tracking summer rain, and then the rain does come to an end, but the winds will be picking up on Sunday. And also, we're going to have cooler conditions with temperatures in the 40s, but because of the wind, may actually feel a little bit cooler.
Ding, ding, ding. Dun, dun, I did the NBC.
Wow, that was really good.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
wow,
you. I'm available for parties. Yep. Marvin Gomez, this is great. Thank you, Kathy Romano, for the surprise.
Yes, thank you for coming in, Marvin.
Oh my goodness. Thank you guys so much for having me here, and I'm happy that I got to help you surprise Bobby today.
Aww.
Thank you. Don't forget to watch Marvin Gomez. He is our bilingual meteorologist for NBC 10, Telemundo 62.